There's new tensions between the Victorian and federal governments over the path out of lockdown. That's as Melbourne continues to record low case numbers. The state recorded 4 new cases yesterday, prompting the federal treasurer to accuse Premier Daniel Andrews of a callous indifference to the plight of local businesses who are still not allowed to open. It comes as the inquiry into Victoria's botched hotel quarantine scheme holds an extraordinary hearing today. The number of people who've tested positive to coronavirus globally has passed 40 million. That's according to figures compiled by Johns Hopkins University in the US. But experts say the real tally could be far higher due to variable testing across countries and some governments concealing the true number of infections. New South Wales authorities are urging people in Sydney's southeast to be on high alert for coronavirus symptoms. The public health alert was issued after someone with the virus visited numerous cafes to order takeaway in the suburbs of Kingsford and Ramsgate earlier this month. New South Wales yesterday recorded no new COVID-19 cases. Western Australia is facing a major health challenge this morning, with at least 26 confirmed cases of coronavirus among seafarers from 2 ships docked at Fremantle. One person on the bulk carrier, Key Integrity, has tested positive for the virus, with the other 19 crew awaiting test results. The WA Premier says it's clear cargo ships pose a health risk after it was revealed a total of 25 crew on another ship docked at the same port had tested positive for COVID-19.